Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should have played something from Caddyshack. Crowder totally crapped on Adam Beasley's hole-in-one in the last segment, and I don't think Beasley was listening because Beasley texted me question marks like, hey, are you going to call? And so he obviously wasn't listening to hear you crap all over his hole-in-one.
I didn't crap on it. I've done
you
something more
totally
impressive.
Don't, I don't think you have.
I said Beasley's hole-in-one is not as impressive as picking off Tom Brady.
I say it's a better athletic achievement to hit a hole-in-one, but then Crowder revealed to us in the last segment he has a hole-in-one on the golf course, which I don't necessarily believe.
Do you believe Jeff Darlington?
Except for the fact that Jeff Darlington was with him, and Solana texted Jeff Darlington, and he confirmed that Crowder hit a hole-in-one. All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Adam Beasley covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald, and this weekend he pulled off what I consider to be one of the greatest accomplishments in athletics, a hole-in-one. I don't necessarily believe that Crowder ever did it, and I believe it's more impressive than picking off Tom Brady. I just do. Here is Adam Beasley. What do you think, Bees?
I've met tons of people who have picked off Tom Brady.
There you go.
I haven't met that many people who have put a pitching wedge in their hand at the tee, perfect online drive, hit the green once, rolls directly in, hole in one. I just haven't seen that a ton, okay? It might happen. Maybe there's just a whole swath of people that's common for. Like, it's pretty common. How many career interceptions does Tom Brady throw? It's got to be in the hundreds, right? The hundreds.
179.
Okay. All right. And I can't imagine any one player has more than three or four of those, right?
Right. And, yeah. And the point is the percentage of NFL players that have picked him off versus the percentage of golfers in the world that have hit a hole in one. And I think
there's no question about that, Hawk. I'm glad you brought up that point. And point number two is this. What Crowder did didn't happen in a vacuum. I'm sure there was pass pressure on him. I'm sure the receiver ran a bad route. I'm sure there's a whole number of things. The ball may have slipped out of Brady's hands. There are all kinds of things beyond Crowder's control that he benefited from. Me, it was just me, a golf ball, a club, and a hole, and I executed it perfectly.
The problem with the argument, though, Bees, is that Crowder also has a hole in one.
I'm sorry, Bees. I don't want to take your shine, baby.
You know what? I would imagine you're the only athlete in history to have picked off Tom Brady and nailed a hole in one on a golf course.
Ooh,
I'm
wow.
I'm not even lying. There's no
action.
Chance. There is no chance that there's another player has picked off Tom Brady and hit a hole in one.
Call Hall of Fame Shrek. What's his name?
Yeah,
big
a lot
Shrek.
Of people get on the case for this one. In fact, it's kind of a slow week for us. Maybe I'll just go and call all the hundreds of people that have picked off Tom Brady and ask them all if they've had a hole in one.
So
my guess is you're right, Hawk, that it's that Crowder is in a class all his own.
I had all these questions for you, Bees, about this being the greatest athletic accomplishment of your life, but Crowder diminished everything in the last segment.
I'm so sorry,
I wish you'd listen to the show, but then again, I'm kind of glad you weren't listening because it may have taken a little shine off what you're feeling.
So where were you at,
Bees? No, it's, I fully expected to come in here and get praised by you and roasted by Crowder, so this is living up completely to my expectations.
I was blown away when I saw it this weekend. I'm not kidding you. That had to be the greatest feeling you've ever had athletically.
Well, it was fantastic. I mean, I play with one of my good friends, Matt Miller, who is a buddy of mine down here, and we got paired with two other randos who it was great because they're going to go home and tell their friends and family about this great round of golf they had. They didn't play particularly well, mind you, but it's a day they'll never forget because a pseudo-celebrity was in their midst to begin with, which is, you know, a huge boon to their day.
Sure.
And then to have that celebrity rise to the moment and knock you know, hole in one, it'll be a day they never forget as well. So, I think everybody walked away a winner that day. I may have won money, but everybody walked away a winner.
B, you say a wedge. What were you, 95 out, you know?
I was 106 uphill.
106?
Yeah, it was the Glades course at Colony West, which has got some cheater holes.
Were you teeing off from the middle of the fairway?
We were actually playing the tips. It was like a 4,200-yard par 62. So it was the easiest hole in the course. But again, it doesn't matter. It's like an NFL team that goes 10-6 against a dog crap schedule. It doesn't matter who you play.
Right, you can't choose your opponent, Bees.
Correct. I was asked to do one thing in that hole: swing the club, put the ball in the hole. Did I accomplish that? Yes, I did. Am I going to apologize for the fact that it may have been an easier hole than others? No, I'm not.
No, and you shouldn't.
No,
Crowder,
absolutely.
How long was your hole in one, Crowder?
About 175.
175?
Yeah, it was a longer one. Bees, thanks
for that, by the way.
And Bees, and it was at night.
I'm sorry, did you have a neon ball or something?
It was a tournament, and only reason they believe me now is I was with Jeff Darlington. This was it must be 10 years ago.
Listen to when he describes it, though. This sounds like miniature golf, which is why I don't believe it. Go ahead, describe it to Beasley.
It was a charity event, Beasley. They had tiki torches down the edge of the fairway. You would tee off, the tee boxes were lit up, and the greens had the little
clown mouth?
They had the little things you break, the little things that break and have the fluorescence.
The lights.
And the little lights were lined up around the edge of the green. And then in the bottom of the hole, they had a red light. And you had glow-in-the-dark balls.
And you had to time the windmill out.
No,
so
windmill,
when the windmill came by the hole.
Are you sure you weren't an ultra?
No clown teeth. And B, by 175, I picked up my six. I got me a good one, and it said doop, doop, and it disappeared. And we all looked at each other. And then we all went crazy. I got butt naked. And we went nuts.
This is why I don't believe it, because I've been doing the show with him for years. Isn't that something you would know about someone?
I ain't telling you about nothing I do.
You guys have spent hundreds upon hundreds of hours on the air together. I'm sure there have been days where you had nothing to talk about, and this never came up.
That's what I'm saying. It's why I don't believe it. It seemed very convenient when I started calling you a better athlete than him that all of a sudden he's also hit a hole in one.
There's a couple of things I want to get to before we get off topic, because I can go on forever on this. One, my buddy I played with played in the U.S. amateur. I mean, even he plays not as much as he used to, but he's still a single-digit handicap. He has never had one, but he's now witnessed three of them. So, I mean, I've got that one. He'll beat me like a rented mule every time we play, but he'll never be able to live that down. That's one. Number two, Greg Likens has witnessed one, our good friend Greg Likens. But the one he witnessed went off two rooftops and just bounced right and rolled into the hole.
That's not impressive. Yeah, that's not impressive.
But here's the coup de grace, guys. I'm terrible at golf. I'm not very good. I'm like a 30 handicap. I'm not kidding you. I shoot around 100. All right, I'm not that good. So this was a rare moment of greatness for me. I kid you not, on the very next tee shot, I shanked it so hard it went over the adjacent street. So far out of bounds, it almost hit a car, okay? So needless to say, I'm not very good at the game, A. And B, I was so shook and emotionally uncomposed after my hole-in-one that I was ruined for the rest of the round. I couldn't hold the club the rest of the day. I was so shook.
But you've done it. I mean, you've achieved, no pun, the pinnacle of golf. Like, you have achieved it. You've done it. You hit the royal flush at a poker table.
Yeah, I took the video. You guys probably saw the video. A bunch of pictures. I'm going to get. I got the ball. I got the scorecard, which was signed for posterity's sake, so it actually did happen. And I'm going to make a nice little display out of it, because I'm sure somewhere, Crowder's got all of his trophies from college, and he's got a whole display case and probably a lit up picture of him and his greatness. And I need a little of that shine too. It's not going to be the same. I didn't play in the SEC. All right. This wasn't at Augusta. I mean, it was at a. It was at a municipal course, understood all that. But on that day, Hawk, on that day, in that moment, I was Channing Crowder.
I am with you, man. I am with you. You should tattoo that scorecard on your back.
Please, set your bar higher. I have friends I wish I was.
That is, I'm telling you, it is impressive. I think it is unbelievable. Adam Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald.
And to be honest, I play golf way more than Beasley does, I bet.
I'm telling you, that is the pinnacle of golf. There will be people that will play, professionals that play their entire lives and will never know the satisfaction of hitting a hole in one.
You guys should see my phone. The inbox is clogged with friends in complete disgust and disbelief that of all the people I play with, I'm the one that's gotten the first hole in one. It is, again, it's I'm not going to apologize for my greatness, guys. I'm not, because you know you're presented with moments, and if you rise to the occasion, you're a champion, and that's what I was on that day. But I do feel bad for those that have tried so hard and played so many hundreds and thousands of rounds, and it's never happened for them, and it may never happen for them. So if they can live in some way vicariously through me, I'm okay with that. I'll be all right if they look to me for inspiration.
He's so gracious. He's so gracious about his hole in one.
I gotta, Bees. Are you the guy that asks other people what they're swinging before you grab your club?
No, because I am two or three clubs behind everybody else. Like it was 106 yards. I think my buddy hit a lob wedge. All right. I mean, I was hitting a full swing pitching wedge.
Beasley used a driver.
And you know what else is true, guys? And I'm you know, since I'm having a little fun with this, I'll admit the truth. I have a bunch of granny clubs in my bag. Like, I've got an 11 wood. Like, I can't hit my mid irons. So I have all these old women's clubs in my bag, and I would shoot 160 if I didn't use them, because I just can't swing irons above an 8-iron.
So, you have an 11-wood?
I don't ask what they're using, because it always embarrasses me, because I'm like, yeah, I got my 7-wood here. And they're like, dude, I'm getting a 9-iron.
They haven't made an 11-wood in 25 years.
This dude's toting an 11-wood.
It's dangerous, though. 150 in, that is money.
Are you allowed to use a tee off the fairway, too? What else? What other rules are you using?
The rules are all the same as everyone else. Okay, it's not my fault that you guys use more difficult clubs. You know, I am very secure in my masculinity when I use a club designed for a 93-year-old woman. I'm okay with that, because I know how far it's going to go, and I know how straight it's going to go. And the name of the game, guys, isn't looking great. The name of the game is getting the ball in the hole. And I did that with expert precision on the 8th hole at Colony West.
Yep, with one stroke. It's impressive. That's why I brought him on. Any other radio host bring you on to celebrate your greatness?
No, because they know they would be embarrassed if they heard my story.
There you go.
You're gracious enough to share in my moment of glory. That's fine. I will remember this forever, Hawk. Other people are just petty. Yep. I have no answer for that.
I was thrilled for you. I'm not kidding. When I saw it on social media, I was like, that's an unbelievable achievement. And now that I found out it's 106 yards in front of the middle of the – I mean,
it was right there on the video and the pictures, Hawk. I was full disclosure on this. I wasn't hiding anything from my followers. They knew all the information.
All right. Well, congratulations, Bees. I was going to ask you about Tua and all that stuff, but we're out of time. And this was one. Does the band Leonard Skinner's name rhyme?
It does if you pronounce it correctly, isn't it? Leonard Skinner?
Okay. Yeah. Right. Correct. But do more people say Leonard Skinner than Leonard Skinner?
Correct. They do it incorrectly, but yes, it is Leonard Skinner, and it does rhyme because they're all Y's.
It does
rhyme. There's not a single vowel in their entire name, correct?
Well, the Y, sometimes Y, you know, A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y.
Right.
It's like, it's intended to rhyme, but it doesn't actually rhyme.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that one. It's supposed to. But yet again, it's a bastardization of our culture. What can I say?
Look at that. You just hit another hole in one. Way to go. Adam Beasley.
Hey, when are we playing, guys? That's the question.
I've never swung a golf club in my life.
You're going to get Hawk outside for how long?
I've never swung a golf club in my life.
Crowder, don't worry. I've got SPF 1000 in my bag. He'll be fine.
Bees, hit me up if you need a fourth, because he's not leaving the
house. Oh, you guys will be dropping hole-in-ones like it's nothing. I mean, a couple.
You know, I don't know, Crowder, I don't know if you can hang with us, because we both play golf, and we tip a few beers in the process. I don't know if you're okay with that.
Give me a chance. I'll see what I got.
I'll give you a shot.
See if I can bring it strong. Adam Beasley, read his work in the Miami Herald. Congratulations. That really is impressive.
In all seriousness, thanks for having me on. This was fun.
I should say was impressive until we got more of a description. But it's still... It's somewhat impressive.
It's hard to hit a ball from here to the bathroom.
No. To drop it in the hole, though. Yes. That's impressive. So
true or false, guys, it was more fun if we knew the details. Because if it was just your standard 160-yard, you know, but the fact that it was a kind of a cheater hole, that's fun, too.
Bro,
right?
106 yards with an 11-wood. That is something.
I've never seen an 11-wood in my life.
That is the craziest thing.
No jokes, Bees, and I play some golf. I've never seen an 11-wood in my life.
Where do you get that? You look at the driving range at Century Village and see someone forgot it?
I go to a golf consignment shop up in Northwest Broward, and they've got everything you need, man. They know that there are some bad golfers out there, so they're going to use every tool at their disposal to make you better. And thankfully, I have that as a crutch, because I'm really awful.
And you had no shame in purchasing said 11 wood.
Oh, I snuck out the back of the store after I did it.
Oh, he whispered it to the salesman.
Can I get 11? I'll take, what do you guys got here? I'll take these shoes. You have a couple of markers. Yeah, 11 wood.
What'd you say, sir?
What'd you say, ma'am?
She got short hair.
See you, Bees.
Later, guys.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. Clay Ferreiro from Local 10 just texted me. He goes, that interview with Beasley is fantastic. It really was. That was really, that's really impressive. It really is.
Bro, it's so hard.
It's so hard.
At 30 yards to drop it in the hole is hard.
No, right around the green. What do they call that? The little
rough?
Not like, yeah, the rough, but not really the rough. Oh, I can't think of it, but I mean, it's next to impossible to drop it in the hole. I'm telling you, PGA golfers will go their entire career without sinking a hole in one.
Yep.
Adam Beasley did it, and you did it. What are the odds of having a conversation with two guys in their 30s? Is he in his 30s, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Two guys in their 30s that have had holes in one? That's crazy.
You're welcome.
I don't know.
Oh, you're blessed.
Am I?
To sit here next to me every day.
I don't know about that.
You're welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.